Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 20th day of June, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in star 6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 61 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and pretty much staying in that little bracket, man. It's supposed to warm up. We'll see what happens. See what we're going to jump into here. Why is the United States still exporting fuel? What? We're exporting fuel? We're paying fucking $5 a gallon for fucking regular and we're exporting? No. I won't believe it. Who discovered this uranium? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, you know, we've speculated about this, I suppose. That, you know, what's truly going on with $5 per gallon gasoline and this world where they took us and put us in the world market so we could compete for our own fucking, product. Our raw resources are being stolen from us, stolen, took and fucking away from us. Not a goddamn thing in return. Without due process of the fucking law, that should be enough for us to kill them all right there. But I mean, finally. I mean, we're up to $5 a gallon. Here comes, who is this? It's from oil price. They probably got a nice big fucking site, a goddamn news channel, everything. But from oil price, it was sent in by Misty for a discussion of From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Fuck. As the U.S. national average price of gasoline hits $5 per gallon, higher fuel exports out of America are additionally sapping domestic fuel inventories, which are already at multi-year lows. No! How did you guys find this out? Do you have people on the inside? Do you have a Manchurian candidate in the fucking oil industry? Or did you just look at it? This is shit that we ignore because we don't want to fucking face that we're getting fucked and we're just letting it happen. We're allowing it. We shouldn't put up with this shit, should we? Out of a handful of motherfuckers, what, 238 motherfuckers? And over 340 million fucking Americans. You do what we tell you. We're going to fuck you over. We're going to put it out and write it down. And
everybody's bending over.
You goddamn right they are. And they make me want to puke. But at any rate, guys, $5 per... No. This can't be happening. And you people, they from oil price. You just discovered this, did you? You phony son of a bitches. Alrighty. Additionally, sapping domestic fuel inventories, which are already at multi-year lows. Reduced refining capacity since the start of COVID. Oh yeah, that COVID. I mean, it shuts machines down. It's just a goddamn miracle. Yeah, you know, I tripped going down the stairs yesterday. It was COVID. Anything that fucking happens that they fucking don't want to, that they're sitting there going, well, they're sitting there holding their goddamn, with their hand in the cookie jar and they can't let go of the cookies because they're dumb as a fucking monkey. And you fucking call them on, oh, it's COVID. Fucking COVID-19 doesn't exist. Now your fucking excuse doesn't exist. Now the excuse of the people who are doing nothing about this, the people who are allowing this, your fucking excuse doesn't exist anymore either, does it? COVID, low inventories and strong post-COVID demand. Here we are again. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not exist, and God damn it, we know it. So that means all this fucking here is a fucking lie, right? A part of the fucking con. Get you to become an international goddamn slave. Pathetic people. COVID demand alongside $120 a barrel crude. What if... How in the hell did it get to $120? We're sitting here on a fucking glut. Now, we're with no goddamn big fucking, like, god, you know, no act of God that fucking changed everything from $50 a barrel to $120 a barrel. They just put it at that. They figured it out. The reason they haven't done this before is because were afraid of what we would fucking do. And that's the truth of it, people. Now they know that fucking we're just a bunch of fucking candy asses and we're going to take it right in the ass and we ain't going to say a fucking word about it. $5 a gallon for goddamn regular gas. And $120 a barrel for crude. And that means that they're getting $120 a barrel for the crude. They're paying us, paying off our, these fucking occupiers $15 a barrel for. That's just off our fucking crude that belonged to us. Remember we had that goddamn embargo? You couldn't fucking, it was against the law to export our fucking crude oil. When it happened, we told you what they were going to do. We told you we're going to become the number one oil producer in the world if the corporate mafia has to shut every other motherfucker down. And we're going to fucking, I'm telling you, they're going to go on down and the people that get the leases for the fucking crude, where we get none of the goddamn money. In fact, we pay more because they take our goddamn resource and put it on a goddamn international market. We are competing for our own fucking gas that we're already getting fucked on in an international market. I don't want to be a part of an international. Hey, by the way, did they ask you about being a part of an international market? Because they sure as fuck didn't ask me. And I know they didn't ask my dad. And I know they didn't ask his fucking dad. It's another one of those fucking things. I mean, they've just gotten used to. I mean, that's why you're seeing them do it. Like these directives and these mandates. Well, fuck, we'll just do it. I mandate you. That's all it's ever took before. But that's what that's why you're fucking seeing this shit. They'll just say, oh, yeah, we're ripping you to fuck off. We're stealing you fucking blind. What are you going to do about it? Polish your fucking gun? You cunt? $120 a barrel crude have sent U.S. Gasoline prices soaring over the past months to reach a record-breaking $5 a gallon on average. Back in the 70s, I'm telling you, people, man. When they got up, I think it got up around fucking, even out here, it was like 70-some cents a gallon. And I mean, people were ripping the fucking pumps out of the ground. They were just fucking making it more expensive for them to fuck them than to fucking stop fucking them and give them the gas like the price it should be. That's what they did. That's how they solved that problem. And I was talking the other day, I think everybody's just afraid of surveillance. Well, figure out how that fucking surveillance works and turn the son of a bitch off and get to work. Make it cost these cock-sucking corporations who have no jurisdictional authority in this country, who are goddamn criminals by definition of the fucking law of December 15, 1791 in this country, who do have no jurisdictional authority, who think they're going to fucking turn us into slaves. Make it cost those motherfuckers more than it's worth. How about just trying that? I mean, goddamn, be sneaky about it. I mean, maybe you won't get caught. I mean, you cowards! God damn, it's disgusting. The White House is, the White House is desperate to lower gasoline prices. Of course they fucking are. They're telling you to be, all you rich people go buy a fucking brand new, electric car. The poor people will pay for it through, with their taxes, because you're going to get about a 90% tax break on your fucking car. And you can, and we'll set up all these fucking little charging stations that are going to put out more pollution in the air, actually, because you still got to make the electricity. That's what people forget. You got to make the electricity out of something, don't you? And, but it's going to make more fucking pollution, but you know it's going to be a status thing. You're either going to have a pair of fucking tennis shoes, or you're going to have a fucking nice $50,000 fucking electric car. Got it? That'll separate you fucking peons and you goyim from the fucking rest of us. Got it? Goyim. You can come in, you can polish my car for me. You want to see what happens, you son of a bitches. I'll ride a motorcycle right down the middle of your fucking car, you cocksuckers. You think you're going to fucking put me afoot? I don't think so. The White House is desperate to lower gasoline prices. My fucking ball sack. No, they fucking ain't desperate or nothing, because we ain't making them desperate. When the government fears the people, you have freedom. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. We have fucking plain-ass, ball-ass tyranny. Because the people are fucking gutless in this goddamn country. Which are the most important election issues? I can't even... I don't know if these words will come out of my fucking mouth. A fucking fraudulent election and a fraudulent occupational fucking put on election. Fuck you and your phony fucking election. If you gave a shit about this country, you would go unregistered to vote and say, I'm done talking about this shit. I'm done polishing my fucking gun. She's clean. Let's fucking do this thing, you motherfuckers. And let's see who's going to rule the roost here. Important election issues for many Americans ahead of the midterm elections in November. Ideas juggled by the Biden administration range from invoking the Defense Protection Production Act to boost refining capacity and output to restrictions on oil exports. Restrictions on, we had it! Now when did we the people say it was okay to lift that fucking restriction? We didn't. A handful of son of a bitches who already had their goddamn money put into this goddamn project went down and fucking said, they all sat down at the same fucking table, signed a piece of paper, and all of a sudden they could export our goddamn crude oil that belongs to each and every goddamn one of us that they're stealing from us without due process of the fucking law. That's what happened. Oh, we're looking at restrictions on it. You had restrictions, son of a bitch. They were in quite a conundrum, weren't they? Minus $41 a barrel, that's how much they'd pumped out. But see, that's because everything wasn't caught up in fucking motion. They had this fucking thing planned from the fucking beginning. From the beginning, we told you why they were doing it. And now look at what we've got. And the people won't fucking... There's somebody's watching me. Fucking let them watch! You let 50 million people turn loose on your ass. Fucking, are you going to pick one out of the fucking crowd? And then come after him? When he's not playing around with the fucking polishing guns? He's shooting that son of a bitch? I don't think so. Guts! 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 Restriction on oil exports. President Joe Biden also stepped up rhetoric towards oil companies. Oh my goodness gracious, he didn't. He wouldn't. Who in the hell do you think's running this fucking... Who do you think's making that... God damn it, they're selling you the same gas because we're burning the same amount of gas that we always burn. They're selling you that same gas at fucking three times the fucking price. Who do you think's pocket that money's going into, you dumbasses? Unbelievable. I'm telling them in a letter that, sent this week to increase fuel production and noting that refinery profit margins well above normal being passed directly on to American families are not acceptable. You mean this fucking ripoff, this fucking gouging that we've been witnessing? I mean, fuck, how long we've been watching this shit go on, people? This is unacceptable. I mean, that's what they told me to tell me. Oh, I think I just did another baddie in my pants. I need another diaper. I just did another baddie. Like this motherfucker even has two brain cells to rub together to think anything. But I mean, this is, look what they fucking tell you. Refinery profit margins well above fucking record, I guarantee you, fucking record above. Normal being passed directly onto American families means you're taking the money right out of the fucking people's pocket that you're handing to the fucking Ukraine, that you're handing to your international fucking buddies. This is a fire cell we told you about. Fucking Trumpy got her going, but this is a fire cell we told you about. They're taking your goddamn billions. I won't say it's money because it's not money. They're taking billions of dollars in your fucking wealth right in front of your face because you're a cunt, you see. When you got a cunt, you can do whatever you want right in front of their fucking face. And they're taking this fucking billions and tens of billions of fucking dollars and they're handing it to fucking, taking it over to Ukraine, probably on pallets with fucking like, stacked in $100 bills. And they're fucking sitting down at the table over there in Ukraine where you can't go. It's a war zone, don't you know? And Putin's sitting down there in his shitty pants and fucking, Biden sitting down in his shitty pants and Hunter's there fucking prowling about with the fucking goddamn, no doubt, Trumpy has his representatives there because they were all there for the big $3.2 trillion handout. And they're just handing this goddamn money out. And then we go, I mean, people forget so fucking quick. What was it? A couple of weeks ago. And people go, where's this goddamn money going? Oh, well, it's going into a black hole. If they fucking said that to us. Well, you're going into a black hole, motherfucker. How about that? They said that to us. And it was, I mean, it was just, it went around like it was a punchline. That it was like it was really good reporting. And you know, where is this black hole and what is this black? It's in their fucking goddamn Jew, Zionist, Khazarian fucking pockets. And right now they're using the wealth of our country to build a fucking enemy to fucking come at us. Because those Khazarian fucking Jews, along with the goddamn fucking Chinese and the fucking Russians. Better get somebody there that'll push fucking buttons, huh? Somebody there say, back the fuck off or die. We all die together, you son of a bitch. But no. No, I mean, we come and we listen. See, this is some old propagandist wrote this fucking shit. And they know it's all fucking rhetoric and everything. It's like this thing, you know, refinery profit margins were well above normal being passed directly on. Do you mean you're stealing the money right out of our fucking, like, you know, I said, how many years have I been saying that, people? They want some fucking money. All they have to do is just fucking refine less oil. You're gonna burn it. You have to fucking have transportation. So if they can get as much money for a fucking goddamn cup as they can for a fucking goddamn gallon, why should they make a gallon? Why shouldn't they just make the money off the cup? A lot less fucking overhead, huh? And then, I mean, it is so blatant. But the way we held that in check is that the resource belonged to us. We need to shut the fucking wells down in this country. Shut them fucking down. There's no oil going to move. There's nothing going to happen. Shut the fucking refineries down. You motherfuckers ain't going nowhere either. We're taking the refineries over. We're nationalizing them. You have fucked up to the point that the people are taking matters into their own hands. We're taking the fucking refineries back. All the refineries you've closed are going to be opened. No more fucking export of our fucking crude oil. Every bit of fucking oil produced in this fucking country will be fucking manufactured in this country. And the finished product will be sold in this country. No fucking where else. And you watch the goddamn gas go down to 25 cents a gallon, people. Because that's what you should be paying. You shouldn't even be paying that. The fact is, the years they've been fucking stealing from us, they owe us. It's like the minus 41. So sooner or later, it all has to come around in the books. When it went down to minus $41 a barrel, that's how much they're stealing from you. And it does belong to us. I know there's people out there saying, well, that Chinaman, he bought that Chinese, what the fuck they call him, fucking capitalist. He bought that land, so it's his own. No, it fucking ain't, bitch. We will teach you who it is. We will bury you in that fucking ground where that oil's at. That belongs to every American national, and until you take it through the due process of law described in that Bill of Rights, it fucking belongs to the American nationals. It is being stolen from the fucking American nationals. And then it is being put on the world market in fucking violation of our sovereignty and sold back to the American Nationals to fuck the American Nationals to try and fucking buy our own country off and under us using our own fucking resources. How fucking stupid do you think? Don't answer that question. You think you're going to get it for a pile of beads again? I don't. I think you're going to get some fucking lead is what I think you're getting ready to get, you fucking criminal son of a bitches. This is crime. We have the means to stop it. But we have to fucking do it. Oh, desperate fucking... Refineries have boosted exports of refined petroleum products this year, especially to Latin America. So therefore, while you're paying fucking $5 a gallon for a gas, they're pumping it down and to Latin America. And don't forget about that big, huge fucking natural gas pipeline. We paid to fucking run down into Mexico so that they could use our natural gas to run their fucking industry. Don't forget the bat betrayal, people, because that natural gas belongs to you, too. How much you paying for that natural gas? To Latin America, which isn't much fuel these days from Europe. Which isn't getting much fuel from these days from Europe. Which in turn is grappling with its own set of fuel supply troubles, with the sanctions and embargoes on Russian, oil after Putin's invasion of Ukraine. I will bet you right now you can go down and cross that fucking border and get gas probably about fucking half of what you pay for it up here. Minimum. Minimum half. I know that the goddamn, the fucking dam up there on the Columbia, what the hell is it called? Anyway, the electricity from that dam goes right by here. This is what we buy, part of our grid that we buy. That's what we pay for our fucking, resource that belongs to us. We built the fucking dam. We built the fucking generation system. We built the fucking wires. We built the fucking irrigation systems. But somehow it ended up belonging to a goddamn Mason. How in the fuck do you think that happened, people? It belongs to a fucking Mason. And then that electricity, when it goes by my house, it's fucking expensive. It goes right by my house and clear fucking down to Mexico. It's traveling further. I mean, goddamn, it's farther away from the fucking source. But clear down to Mexico, as soon as it crosses that Mexican border, it's fucking pennies on the dollar. Now you tell me we're not being deliberately fucked. At every angle. And why are we being deliberately fucked? Because we must like getting fucked. We must fucking like it. We invite it. We do nothing to deter these bastards. Nothing. Other countries, if they had the goddamn army and we did, they'd already ripped the goddamn country to pieces. They would have ripped these motherfuckers out of here. They would all be hanging. They'd all be fucking dead. But of course, they were, when the time came, they were standing by yourself. It's like Stolen Easton talked about, you know, when they came for this group, well, it isn't me, so I'm not going to step in. And they came for the next group. Well, it isn't me. I'm not going to step in. And when it came for me, there was no fucking buddy else there. And that's kind of how these people were. Yeah, like fucking Australia, fucking, we were screaming at them. Don't be a stupid ass. Don't let go of your fucking gun. You know what they do to people who don't have guns. But you fucking did it anyway. That's one thing in my life that truly fucking shocked me. Is when the Australians fucking backed down and let them have their goddamn guns. I thought those people were fucking vicious. I thought they'd fight like goddamn demons. I mean, hell, you know, that was what the hell do they call it?
Penal colony.
Penal colony. Thank you, sir. That was a penal colony. These supposed to be the baddest motherfuckers there is. Remember Crocodile Dundee? That's not a knife. This is a knife. In fact, who the character Mick Dundee was based on, he's one of the few people that actually fought these fuckers. I guess he killed a few of them. But think if the whole goddamn country Australia. These are fucking guys who fucking fisted out in the fucking bars and fucking like rough motherfuckers. And they just let up fucking bunch of socialist pig little punk high heel wearing fucking faggots come in and fucking take their goddamn guns. It completely blows me away. And then I'm looking up at goddamn Canada. And when I see things out of Canada, I see the same little group. They got them a fucking tip of the spear up there. They got them a, what the hell, a Bundy. what the hell was his first name? Ammon Bundy. They got him an Ammon Bundy up there. And he's going to lead the fucking way. And you know where that's going, people. It's going around your ass like a fucking hula hoop, picking up more shit every fucking round. And it's going to be a fucking money-making little deal. It's all within the same fucking system they claim to be fighting. You don't join the system you're trying to destroy. You fucking destroy the son of a bitch with another system you create. But that's not what they're fucking doing. And people are falling for it. But you know why people are falling for it? Because it's fucking easier than fighting. It's safer than getting killed. Yeah, I'll go along with this guy right here. Yeah. Yeah, this is a lot safer than fucking risking getting killed. Because in the end, I'll tell you what, you're going to risk being killed or you're going to be killed. These fucking, you might not have the guts. I mean, it's not whether you have the guts to kill. I don't think it's really whether you have the guts to kill him or not. You're just scared. Well, I'll get in trouble. I'll tell you, I got news for you. You're already in fucking trouble. You're in the worst kind of fucking trouble there can fucking be on this planet. They're coming to fucking enslave your ass. They're coming to take everything you've got. They're coming to enact a power over you that would allow them to walk into your house and rape your fucking wife and your daughter and your fucking kid. People, you can't see this? You're not watching it happen? And then you can see them on an international goddamn stage fucking setting up, the Department of fucking International fucking this or that for the International is making this policy here, and they say they're going to back that motherfucker up. The thing is, they're doing it. They're not sitting there talking, rubbing their fucking gun. They're fucking doing it right in your fucking face. And sooner or later, it's coming to your door. You can hide. You can run, but you can't hide. It's coming to your door. And you'll find, and I tell you what, it's, I don't know. Try to put it out of your mind. Can you do that? And then when it happens, are you going to warrior up? Are you going to jump up and fucking kill as many as you can? Or are you going to spend every waking day fucking looking at, that would give me an advantage. I'm doing that. This will give me an advantage. I'm doing that. That'll give me, I might get one more if I had that. I'm getting that. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. That's what a goddamn American does. And we shouldn't be have waited around this long. We shouldn't, my generation shouldn't be having to do this. This should have been took care of a long fucking time ago. But we have been charged with it. It is our duty. It's not, you know, it was heaped upon us. It was heaped upon us because we're the ones they finally gave the ultimatum to. Fucking freedom or death. Because you ain't going to get both. You're going to get freedom or you're going to get death. And if you want freedom, you're going to have to kill them to get rid of them. Because these motherfucking, there's just a handful of them. These like these goddamn son of a bitches like in the Silicon Valley. These maniacal motherfuckers. These fucking unbelievably inbred sick son of a bitches from the royal families in the monarchies. In the corporations must be crushed into the fucking ground so that we can level that fucking ground and then bring out a currency that is a guy that has no debt attached to it, and we can compete on a fair basis for our products after we've kicked everybody else's ass out of here and taken back what they've stolen from us. But what they've stolen from us, if you people could just fucking imagine what they have stolen from us, and getting that back, everybody would be sitting, you'd be sitting around, everybody would be sitting around like they won the fucking lottery, and I mean big time won the lottery. That's how much they've stolen from you. That's how much they've taken from you that didn't belong to them, that belonged to you. And they fucking know it. And you fucking know it. And you just go, well, I'll get up, I'm a working man, I'll go bust my fucking ass, that's what I do. I'm a working man. I'll sing a slave song. Going downtown, gonna get up in there, and I ain't having no loving since I don't know when. Yeah! Slave! Sing a fucking slave song! Because it's sad or stand up, and you fucking people aren't standing up. You are fucking lacking. You've been measured, and you're fucking lacking. I don't care. I know how. I'll die a free man. I've already declared it. I'll die a fucking free man. You come here to fucking try and force this shit on me to violate my fucking absolute fucking rights, to violate the law of my people. I will kill you, and you will kill me. We will have war. And then we'll see who fucking crawls in the goddamn hole and who steps up and does some fucking shooting, won't we? We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
I don't remember what it is they done to me.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1242 Pacific Time, and that was Hogjaw with Swamp. Listen to there at the break, and we're talking about why is the United States still exporting fuel? Why in the hell did they ever start exporting fuel? Why in the hell did they ever get us involved in international fucking treaties that were designed to try to bring us under an international fucking dictatorship? Why weren't these motherfuckers hung a long fucking time ago? Because our fucking ancestors got big fucking scraps from the table. That's why. Big scraps, but still scraps from their own fucking table. And the goddamn fuckers, a handful of 238 of them cruising around in their fucking 100-foot fucking yachts laughing their fucking ass off as they fucking... I mean, who you're paying for it. You pull up the fucking station, you're fucking paying. You pay what they fucking tell you, won't you? You gonna fucking dicker with them? You won't even dicker with them, but in this, I think it all has a lot to do with the surveillance, because I've been thinking about this. You learn surveillance. Get the goddamn manuals. Learn it like the back of your fucking hand. Shut it off and let these motherfuckers have it. It is your goddamn right. It is your duty. You should be attacking these motherfuckers. You have to enforce that fucking law of December 15th, 17, December 15th, 17 and 91. That's unalienable law. That's your freedom. That's your fucking liberty. If you don't enforce it, nobody's gonna. You're gonna end up fucking goddamn watching your children be raped right in front of you by a fucking Chinaman. God damn, you'll go down in history as the biggest fucking cowards to ever fucking draw air. Lord, guys. Yeah, let's look here. Exports of gasoline, diesel, and fuel. And jet fuel from the U.S. Gulf Coast were up by 32%. We're exporting the fuck out of our goddamn gas while we're paying $5 a gallon for it, people. Who's in control here? I think we, the people, are supposed to be in jurisdictional control of this fucking country. Not the goddamn corporations that can't even exist within the common law. Every fucking one of them needs to be ripped down to the fucking ground, bitch stomped, and kicked the fuck out of this country with their goddamn CEOs hung by the neck until they are fucking dead for the espionage, for the goddamn fucking sedition, for the treason they have blatantly committed against our supreme, superior, absolute law of December 15, 1791, the motherfuckers. Only one fucking problem. We gotta do it. We have to do it. It was it's our law. They got their goddamn phony ass fucking constitution that never fucking was, and they can make that mean anything they want because they left it open subject matter. That's so that they could fucking rule as monarchs. But ours isn't subject matter. Our law is fucking written in fact, and we can fucking hold them to the feet to the fire. We can hang them, son of a bitches. There's no way out of it. They can't come in with some bullshit fucking thing. Well, the judge ain't gonna. Well, we have pictures of the criminal signing the piece of paper. We have the piece of paper that the criminal fucking signed, committing high treason and sedition. But the judge, the appointed judge for the admiralty, will not let that in because it's biased towards the fucking criminal. I mean, I tell you shit like that. You want to know what happened to your fucking country? They took your goddamn courts. They took your fucking right to goddamn prosecute when you are the only ones that have a right to prosecute by law. They have brought the law of the sea onto your fucking land. And they're fucking act like goddamn ship captains, like they're sailing. You're not on land, son of a bitch. I mean, your fucking law's not supposed to be on land. You bring it to the land, you bring fucking war, just like you did last time. We'll fucking war with your ass. Get your goddamn administrative admiralty out of the fuck out of our country. You're in violation of our law. We will enforce that fucking law, and you will fucking hang. You will fucking hang by your neck till you're fucking dead. Or you want to fucking shoot it out? We'll shoot it out with you. Just quit fucking with us and get on with the fucking program, you cunts. So far in June, seaborne ships of gasoline and diesel from the Gulf Coast have jumped on track to be the highest since the late, at least 2016. I mean, they're just exporting the fuck out of it while you're paying $5 a gallon for it. You people, you own this goddamn country. You can tell them fucking no. The goddamn son of a bitch is supposed to be representing you, your interests. It's fucking there. He's the son of a bitch licensing this fucking, this theft. And that's what it is. That's what this whole system of fucking, the corporation, the corporate fucking system is admiralty. And these son of a bitches are licensing fucking theft of your fucking goddamn, your fucking, the sweat of your brow. And they're not gonna fucking, they're not gonna act, what was it? I tell you what, you busted loose and start busting these fuckers up a little bit. And they'd be like, wow, you know, we can't, there's people here out there, that are really fucking with the people. They gotta be stopped. It would be real, that'd be the first thing they fucking try. But I see this when it goes off, I see this like a fucking powder keg. I wanna see it like that. I wanna see this goddamn country. I mean, God, to think that, you wanna see your fucking country fucking ripped to pieces. But that's what it's gonna have to take. None of this half-ass shit and dirty dealing, because you'd already have fucking five fucking goddamn betrayers before you ever got out the fucking door with the fucking, if you tried it any other way. We, the fucking people in the jungle, have to destroy the motherfucking joint and start the fuck over. And start it over not chartered through the goddamn Catholic Church. Start it over after we have crushed the fucking monarchs of fucking goddamn England. After we have crushed the fucking corporate idea right into the ground. Because that's what it really was all the time, wasn't it? It was corporation versus people. Versus the individual. I mean, the very gall of them in their fucking private law to get their, take their Black's Law Dictionary and and describe and, well, define a fucking corporation as a person. It is not. A corporation is a piece of fucking paper. I mean, this is how far it has fucking gone, and this is how far people have allowed it. You don't know that a corporation is a piece of fucking paper. It is, in, well, the definition we used in the Mandamus from the old dictionaries said it's more than one person wanting to be one person is what it comes down to. Quasi means that they would like to be one person, but they can't be one person because it's not, you can't work in the common law. You have to be at one person. But that's what it says, you know, more than one person wanting to be one person. And that, see, they want, what they want is they want to pool their power. Because see, we can bring people in. We can bring 20 million fucking Mexicans. We can bring 20 million fucking Chinese. We can bring 20 million from every fucking country around the world and come here. And we outnumber you. We're going to do democracy things, say. We're going to do this democracy thing because all these people here are going to agree with us because they don't have a monk's fuck what fucking freedom and liberty is. They don't know how we obtained it. They don't know how we maintain it. And they had no fucking right coming here in the first place. They have already violated that law by thinking they can come in here and fucking vote in your goddamn country, in a country where they have no goddamn rights. They have no Bill of Rights. You don't get a Bill of Rights just by fucking sneaking across the fucking line, you cocksucker. What you get is a goddamn catapult back to wherever in the hell you came from. You're not going to come in and vote my rights away. I'll kill you. You try voting my rights away, I'll fucking kill you in fucking goddamn droves. Invader. That's what this fucking is. It's a fucking invasion. From every fucking quarter, and it's a fucking invasion, and it is invasion supported by people on internally. The people that behind the fucking gates. The traitors. And they're the ones we really should be going after. But we're not gonna, because we're gonna wait until, regular people go out there and they can't stand it no more, and they get the lion's share of the fighting done like they always have done, then we're gonna step in and we're gonna make a theocracy. We'll all come in, Christians, you see. You do it, you motherfucker, we'll bury your fucking ass. You can't count. You obviously cannot count. And you cannot sure as hell fucking, I mean, you fucking fanatics, you are a handful. I don't give a fuck. I mean, it's a in a country with 400 million people, it's a few seems like a big fucking bunch, but you, it's all the fuck you are. We're having our country back. We're having our freedom back. We're having our liberty back, and you are not going to rule us either. You are your interpretations. So you might as well get on that fucking page. I mean, that shows you how weak they are, to tell you the truth. Because otherwise, they would get on that goddamn page with those 10 articles. They would fight side by side with us, and we'd whip the shit out of these motherfuckers. And then, if you're so fucking powerful, here I am. Now try to take these goddamn 10 articles and remove them and put a theocracy in place. Try it, bitch. You know what the game is. We know what the game is. You're just fucking a bunch of cunts that are going to sit in the fuck. Well, maybe you'll sit in the mountains because we're going to be moving through them fucking mountains. I can tell you that right now. We're going to be moving through every fucking inch of this goddamn country. We run across a bunch of you motherfuckers. You think you ain't going to fucking be tried and hung on the fucking spot? Because you're wrong. We will try you. We will hang you. And we will fucking dispose of your body by fucking shooting it up in the fucking air and letting it hit the ground and leaving it where it lays for the fucking coyotes to haul off. You can piss me off more than the rest of all of them to put together. All it would take is just quit worrying about that goddamn mammon, that worthless debt dollars. Quit worrying about it. Get on board with fucking freedom and liberty so you could actually, you can't even own what you fucking are think, what you think you want to fight for. You're too fucking stupid to read a third grade fucking document that tells you so. You can't even have your goddamn religion without that fucking document, can ya? But you'd like to cut just parts of it off to where, oh, my God owns the whole earth and all. Fuck you, idiot son of a bitches. You are a handful. You're a pita. Pita! And you're going in the ground as pita. You will go down in history as the fucking traitors you are. You and your god, you and the goddamn fucking, Judeo-Christian fucking cocksuckers down on our border aiding and abetting an invasion into our fucking country. You're all gonna fucking die. I hope you realize that. You have committed the highest fucking crime against we the people and our fucking law that you can. You will be tried and your fucking neck will be stretched and I'll be sitting there watching it stretch. And I'll be fucking happy. Because you need it stretched, you arrogant cocksuckers, every time I see one of you. You're fucking up there arrogantly, fucking breaking the fucking law, fucking committing treason and sedition, arrogantly. See how fucking arrogant you are with that fucking knot around your goddamn neck. Because that is your fucking destiny. You're not taking the fucking Bill of Rights out. I don't give a shit what these internationals write. They're just another pack of fucking assholes as far as I'm concerned. Write it down. We already got ours written down. It's been written down since December 15, 1791. And we'll go at it over them two fucking documents. We'll see which document prevails. And when ours does, you son of a bitches, then you're going to pay the fucking piper for all the shit you have done, all the misery you have made, all you've stolen, you're giving back, and you're going to hang for your crimes. No son of a bitch is going to step up and give you a reprieve and say, oh, I'm a colonel, I'm a general. No, you're a fucking colonel. That's as high as it gets in the unorganized militia, motherfucker. You're just another fucking colonel. You try it, you die. None of them lives. We wipe them off this goddamn planet, and maybe, just maybe, we could have a little fucking peace for a while. We could enjoy our lives for a while. We could fucking partake of life as it was meant to be partaken of. Oh, wait a minute, no, when we were supposed to be fucking, I'm supposed to be on my fucking knees begging your fucking God to tell me something to do to torture myself because I'm here to be tortured. Fuck you! You go get tortured. I'm going fishing. I'm going hunting. I'm going to have some fucking fun, asshole. I don't care if you like it or not. I hope you don't. Because then you can try to do something about it and I can blow your fucking head off. Oh, the sickness we deal with, the sickness we deal with, people. Where were we on this son of a bitch? Higher fuel exports have contributed to lower inventories in the U.S. Bullshit. We're not fucking dumb. No, they haven't. I'm sure you're exporting the fuck out of our goddamn gas and oil as fast as you can. But I'll tell you what. We, the people, we can take control of that back. It's called nationalization. It belongs to us, each and every one of us as individuals. We take the son of a bitch back. We take the goddamn oil. We take the refineries. We take it all. And we run it our fucking selves for us. And then and we'll see what these fucking walls, and then you want to try to Venezuela us. Because see this guy, what's happened in this goddamn country? I've seen it my whole fucking life. What they want, what they ultimately fucking want is that not $1 changes one to hands. That's why they want the fucking, the digital money. Not $1 changes hand that fucking Zionist fucking Khazarian fucking Jew doesn't get 95 cents of. They think they can build an empire. They think that money's going to make them fucking tougher than us. Wrong. We will make you eat the fucking 1,000 fucking dry, brand new fucking dollar bills. We'll shove them down your throat till you're dead. That's what you're going to get, you son of a bitches. But this is what's been going on all my life. They have been taking 95 cents of every fucking dollar exchanged. And nobody's going to convince me different because I fucking see it. It's gotten to the point to where if you can't fucking figure this shit out, you are mentally retarded. I mean, you have serious fucking goddamn physical conditions that are stopping your fucking mind from working correctly. When somebody fucking stomps on your foot and says, I'm stomping on your foot, and you go, no, you're not. There's something wrong with you. It's not the person stomping on your foot, and even the person, I mean, they're a fucking prick for fucking stomping on your foot, and they're a bigger prick for telling you they're doing it, but at least they're not fucking retarded enough to say, no, you're not. My foot needs to be stomped on. I'm too fucking stupid to breathe. But that's what you're showing. That's what you're showing us, America. You're going to stand up. Goddamn, think of those men that fucking stood up at fucking Lexington and Concord. Think of the men that fought that war. Goddamn, we ain't worthy of fucking carrying their bags for them. They had fucking grit. They were fucking tough, man. And our people have always been pretty fucking tough. We've always been at fucking war for sure. But I think about those fucking guys coming down out of the fucking mountains. I thought my shit on wife. Yes, I got the food. I'll be back as quick as I can. I hope I don't die. Hope they don't burn the farm down. You got the guns. You got the older boys who know how to shoot. I got to stop this. We're not going to be fucking slaves. We're not going to be slaves to King George. He's not taking what belongs to us. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to kill that son of a bitch. Or I'm going to die trying. I have to. Because I will not leave my progeny in a state of slavery. Of international fucking slavery. That's what you need to be thinking about. That's what you women need to be talking to your men about. What condition are you going to leave your children and your grandchildren in? I mean, is that little bit of life that you have 3 or 4 years you're going to fucking gain by fucking hiding in a hole? Is it worth what you're going to do to your fucking grandchildren? And God, you got to, they got to live with what you were, I guess, is what it'll come down to. The shame of being a fucking, I mean, like, kind of like the Polish thing, I think, you know, the Polish jokes. They're going to live with the fucking shame that you were too big a fucking cowards when you outnumbered them. You could whip them easy. And you dug a hole and hid in it for a couple more years. A couple more miserable years, because we're all pretty fucking old and it don't feel as good as it used to, does it? But that's what you'll, I mean, that's your choice. Sit down with your wife and talk about it. Say, fucking, am I going to leave like this? If it is going to be fucking left in topsy-turvy, I'm going down fighting. I'm going to kill as many of these miserable son of a bitches as I possibly can. I'm going to do my duty. My grandchildren, when they look back, they will be fucking proud of what I did. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, I'm telling you people, you really do need to think about it.